Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. We're unpacking if visualization is the key to manifestation. So after reading a beginner's guide to visualization training guide, I knew immediately that the author, Lisa Guthrie, with over 20 years of experience in various areas of spirituality, had to come on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, get the confetti out. It is Lisa Guthrie.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much, Francine. I really appreciate you reaching out to me. I'm always super excited to share this information with as many people as possible. So I'm excited. I'm ready. Let's go.
We are looking for some sunshine out of the tunnel that we're in. So what is visualization when it comes to manifestation?
Let's talk about that real quick, because we hear a lot of people talking about manifestation. It's a buzzword. It's everywhere, right? The thing is, we're manifesting all the time, right? Whether it's something good or it's something that we don't want, okay? So we're always doing this anyway. Focusing on what it is that you want starts with being able to see it before it's even there. Okay. A manifestation is first like a thought. It's an idea stream that you've pulled down into your conscious mind. And I always say the first thing that you should do is bring it into physical reality by writing it down on a piece of paper. So now that thought doesn't just exist where you can't see it, it's actually there on paper. There's a book called Write It Down, Make It Happen that I read many, many years ago. And if people want to learn more about why that's so important, I always give like references so that people can continue on after this interview. So the first thing is manifestation. How do we get started with the manifestation? Is the visualization precedes the actual manifestation, okay? So how visualization works is understanding the fabric of our reality. See, we think that there's a cause and effect. And is it really a cause and effect world that we live in? So when we're starting to deal with subatomic particles and waves collapsing, a lot about quantum physics, which is trying to explain in reality, like how spirituality works, how these supernatural things are able to take place. That's what quantum physics is trying to determine. So we now understand that what we see is we are projecting onto our reality and we are creating it. So it's not we're going to get there. It's we're already there. All the things already exist. Every version of anything that you can possibly conjure up in your mind that you want to achieve, it already exists. There's a version of you somewhere out there doing this. Okay. And I don't want to get too super technical about this, but that's been proven at this point through the double slit experiment. Okay. So people can also look that up as well. So when we start now shifting the way that we think about life and the way that we think about how we create things, then we are able to get into this visualization process. So the first part is just understanding, right? Just understanding how things really work, the fabric and nature of our universe, right? Because I feel like when people understand it, that it makes more sense and then they're able to execute on a more proficient manner. So imagine that there's just empty space everywhere. And it's a blank canvas for you to paint whatever picture that you want. So this is where we go into visualization, because when you are able to visualize and paint a picture in your mind, you're tapping somewhere into the quantum realm where you're drawing this in. You're creating that reality, okay? Let's just talk about children for a second. Children are extremely powerful creators. And you know the reason why? Because they have very, very vivid imaginations. We get that trained out of us. So the more you live life and you get older, it's like, oh, that's not possible. Kids don't believe that. You understand what I mean? So we should tap more into our childlike nature, not childish, but our childlike nature of having a light heart vibrating on a frequency of love and being able to say that everything is possible and getting rid of the fear and the doubt and all of the negative emotions and just try it. But that is at the basis of what visualization is. It's you're going to create through your mind's eye what exactly you want to see in your life. Really, that's exactly what you're doing. You're just going to picture it. And so usually when you go into meditation, go into visualization, it is a part of like a meditation technique. So it's good to do visualization upon rising first thing in the morning, the brain state that you're in. But when you're in theta, that's a good place. You're very relaxed. The mind is more easy to contact and to push those thoughts into your subconscious mind, because that's the place that you're creating from anyways, is from the subconscious mind. Okay. So in the morning or at night, as you're going to sleep, are two good times. None of these are set in stone. So if you want to do it in the middle of the day, you can. If you prefer to do it in a bathtub, you know, with water, dark, candles, however, what's best for you. If you want to play nice music, that's just instrumentals, things like that, that puts you in a state of deep relaxation. So that's the key.
You know, when you said subconscious mind, that's always been the riddle. Is it the conscious mind or the subconscious mind that makes all things possible?
It is a subconscious mind. The thing is with the subconscious mind is it's like, it's your database. That's what's running everything. This is the reason why you need 28 to 30 days of repetitious behavior to change a behavioral pattern, because the subconscious mind is programmed three ways: through trauma, repetition, and symbols. They use a lot of this in advertising. And it's like if someone has a near-death experience, that will shift them into a whole different person. And repetition. We want to use repetition to help us to reprogram our subconscious minds, right? We definitely don't want to bring in any trauma. We can also use symbols as well, but carefully crafted place symbols. One of the symbols that I would say that we use all the time that's more popular nowadays to help us reprogram our subconscious minds are mind movies and also vision boards.
Perfect. Because the vision board, although it just seems mundane after we finish it, that thing is powerful. It's almost what you have to put the intention. Now I have to go back because I'm going all over the place. But when you said, write it down, make it happen. I remember years ago, they would say, you know, if you want a husband, write his description down. But our intentions and our visualization has to be on an ongoing basis. Just because you got the man don't mean you stop.
Right. I actually did that. I actually pulled a picture out of a magazine once and I put it in my journal. And I wrote down the kind of man I wanted. This visualization thing is very, very powerful because, again, it's the image that is programmed. And that symbol is an imagery. That is also how we speak to our subconscious mind, which is our place of creation, right? So I did it and I forgot about it. Like, I totally forgot about it. And I was living my life. And then one day I'm married and I'm in the living room with my husband. I have my journal and this picture falls out. It's one of my old journals. I was just going back through it. I was like, oh my God, like I'm living this exact scene right now. It's like magic, right? And so this is what we talk about when we collapse ways. This is what we talk about when you are having a visualization experience, that it will 100% of the time always work. The only times that it doesn't work is when we have a resistance to it, or we have some sort of a limiting belief that we're not aware of in our subconscious mind that says, I don't deserve this. This can never happen. You know what I mean? So that's where people need to put in most of the work. And again, repetition, visualizing once or twice a day on the specific thing that you want. And then when you see evidence of this thing appearing in your life, then give gratitude, right? Acknowledgement is very key and is very important because it sends this message to every cell in our body that this is real. And so now even our DNA starts to change and shift to create this new reality. And so it's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen incrementally as we continue these practices.
Wow. You know, what I have to have you explain to the audience is shadow work. Because when we do get with someone or we're just alone, we still have to do the shadow. What is shadow work?
You hear a lot of people talking about shadow work, and it is absolutely imperative because when you're dealing with shadow work, it is basically the unseen, hidden part of ourselves. But that is a part of ourselves that is responsible for how we're actually living our lives, because you're like, well, you know, the conscious mind is here to protect us as we move around the third dimension, right? To say, hey, I need to get dressed and I need to be presentable. I can't walk outside. I need to brush my teeth. I need to put on deodorant. These are the rules of society, right? So this is what the conscious mind is for, and it filters out information. We can't possibly remember everything. The subconscious mind does not have a filter. So everything goes into the subconscious mind. So we're picking up cues from everything that's going on around us at all times, which is really important, why we should protect our energy. However, When you're dealing with the subconscious mind, most people's subconscious minds are programmed in childhood, right? Let's just tap really quick to tell you about the subconscious mind and how this works is every 7 years, a different chakra is being developed, right? It's kind of like a grid system because simultaneously each year, it's also going to be 1 through 7. From age 1 to 7, your root chakra is being developed, right? And that's just your basic instincts for life. You know, the ability to be loved, cared for, just your basic things, food, shelter, clothing, love, that's all. And so that's being developed for the first 7 years of your life. So if you experience some type of trauma, like say, like, you know, your dad left home, your mom was never there or whatever, you had brothers and sisters and you felt as though that this one was being treated a little bit better, we're starting to form our subconscious mind based upon our experiences. So when you get from age 8 to 14, now you're dealing with the solar plexus, second chakra. Then on the next 7 years, sacral, now you're dealing with the solar plexus. So this is what's happening. So when we become adults, all of the things that we were not in control over is not what is running our lives because we had parents who just passed on what they thought was right. In most cases, parents do the best that they can with the information that they have at the time, right? In most cases. And so I believe that it is each individual's responsibility to go inside, do that shadow work, get to know the hidden part of themselves and to merge that with who you want to be with your upper three chakras. So that's why the shadow work is important, to be able to reveal those things so those things don't control you. You're able to control and tap into it, basically.
It's like that trauma that you've been ignoring since you were a kid. Now you're an adult and you really have to deal with it. So I'm glad that you shared that. You have a Matrix Unveiled Academy. Right now we can go to Matrix-Unveiled.com, Matrix-Unveiled.com. Catch up with Lisa with Matrix Unveiled Academy. I love the name, right? They always said that movie Matrix was not a movie. It was a documentary.
Documentary, yes.
Yes. Love it. So you help people just get to the next level. That's all we want. Because even though we might be 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75, we can still grow and be exactly the version of who we want to be.
Absolutely. We should always be growing. And I do consultations as well, spiritual consultations. And this is where I help people, teach them how to do shadow work and how to heal in that process. So
yeah, before we marry someone, we should do some shadow work so that, because we attract who we are, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One other thing I wanted to share before with your audience, I always like to give out techniques. So when they listen, there's something that they can do. So I want to go over like one technique that I used in my life that helped me to get what it is that I wanted. So when I went to get my real estate license, the exam is very hard. It's difficult to pass. It's not because you don't know the information. It's just they just purposely, for whatever reason, I think most professional certifications, the exams are challenging. So most people are aware of this, that you're probably going to have to take it at least twice. So I said, no, I'm going to get this the first time. So what I did was I found out where the testing center was. I signed up for it, but I physically drove there. I made that day happened before the day happened. That was the visualization. Went online, found something, pulled it down, put my name on it, hung it up on my vision board. And then I would practice in my mind, my visualization. I would go through that whole day from every single moment, from waking up, my dog, the steps I took to the bathroom, brushing my teeth, walking to the kitchen, walking through my whole day. I knew what outfit I was going to wear. I knew what it would feel like driving there because I've driven there already. I've done that. You know what I'm saying? So I created the day ahead of time. And this is what we're doing because you want to step into the feeling, that emotion, being able to connect with what's happening is actually creating that moment. So that's what I like to call also quantum jumping. That reality already existed because I've already played that movie out in my mind. And so this is what we're doing with visualization. We're creating the story before the story actually, we physically think that we're experiencing the story, if that makes sense.
We put ourselves in our movie that we want to come true.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's the script. That's script writing.
That's it.
I love that example. Do we close our eyes? Do you like to close your eyes or keep them open?
I close my eyes because you want to see the picture in your mind. So you want to be able to see the picture in your mind of yourself doing that thing on that day. And every little detail, even from the way your shoes sound as you walk down the pavement to get to your car, the breeze that blew through your hair, little things like that, we are creating this reality. And it's those details. I do visualization in all different types of manners. So I will be in the shower and I'll just get into this frenzy, this feeling of excitement and joy. And I'm like, oh, this is that moment. Like, what do I want to make? You know, like, what do I want to throw out there right now? Get in, I'll close my eyes while I'm in the water and I'll just project myself out there doing something amazing that one of my goals, you know what I mean? So there's no stress, there's no anything. It's just, wow, I'm feeling really good right now. And that's another thing, that vibration has to be high. That helps a lot. That high vibration is what helps us to project these images and these thoughts out there that will bring it back to us exactly the way that we saw it or something similar, you know, something close enough, right? And so we just get there by practicing. So maybe start small. And then once you see the thing happening that you visualized, then don't forget to be grateful and give a lot of gratitude for that, to write it down. Absolutely.
This is a lot. The nature of our reality is what we create. Is that the answer to the question?
Yes, we're creating it all the time. It's us.
Is Earth a low vibrational place or a high vibrational place? Because, you know, we're supposed to be a high vibration being.
Right.
What is this place we live on?
Well, the vibratory rate on Earth is slowed down. And that is the reason why we even have physicality at all. So even like this table that I'm sitting at, it's alive. The vibratory rate is so dense and so slowed down that it creates physical matter.
Got it. As you said, kids have the vivid imagination, but by age 7 and 8, it's knocked out of them, right? So how do we teach our kids to keep it? Well, we got to have it first.
Well, that's a really good question, because we have to understand that we are their custodians. They don't belong to us. We're just there to help them along. They're their own beings that have probably incarnated multiple times in this realm. And so if we take that approach to, we're there to provide for their safety, to make sure that they're able to live best and happiest life possible. So foster their creativity, allow them, give them open spaces, allow them lots of time to play. And I don't mean putting them in front of a television or like an iPad and forgetting about them, paying attention to what they like. And fostering that and let them know that they're seen, that they're loved, and that this is okay. A lot of times we say no a lot to children, right? Yes, we say that. We say a lot of no, no, don't do that. Get down from there. It's a lot of negative reinforcement and we don't mean any harm by it. It's just so that we can protect the child, right? But what ends up happening is now this whole foundation of I can't do something or I have a limitation is now programmed into the child. That will have to later then be reversed. So I say within limitations, allow the child to explore the world as much as possible. Give them lots of play, put them in the water, like the ocean, pools, take them out into nature. They like to color, really good at art at a young age, buy them an art set, you know, get them the art lessons, but don't put pressure on them. If they decide, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to now go play the piano. Then let them do that. Let them, the kids, be free, because they will choose. Their soul will choose and decide. Your job is just to be there to love them and to make them feel safe in the world. But everything else is like, you know, within reason, of course. You know what I'm saying here, right? It's within reason. Obviously, they need supervision. But if they say that they have an imaginary friend, they probably can see something, okay? I'm just saying.
Right, because parents, just by default, we live vicariously through them. It's like, I wanted to go to the NFL. You're going to go to the NFL.
Right, exactly.
Parents, just slow it down a little bit. Use your imagination. Allow your kids to do the same. I mean, the world is our oyster, and we need to realize that we can have a nibble or bite anytime we want. You need to go right now. Matrix-unveiled.com. Matrix-unveiled.com. Definitely Instagram. It's Matrix_unveiled. Matrix_unveiled. Follow, learn something, live your life the best that you can. And don't forget to use your imagination. Are there any wise words from Lisa Guthrie this morning with her Matrix Unveiled Academy?
I would just say, guys, be easy with yourselves. Love yourselves and give yourselves permission to not be perfect, right? It's going to be in the space of grace and ease and the way that you love yourself, that you'll be your most powerful point of creation.
I like that. It's beautiful. And we have to say happy birthday to you. We have to say thank you for your service because you served 11 years in the Army. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure being here with you guys today.
Well, your 1 hour public talk radio is up. I don't know where the time goes, but that was a good segment, right? I am your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. Join us next weekend. You never know what you may hear. And until we meet, you know one day we will. I need you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.